98.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. What a treat I have for you today. So excited to talk with Crowder, coming for a winter jam. You know, so many great artists coming on Thursday, February 20th at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum. Pre-jam at 6 p.m. Show starts at 7. And David Crowder, my friend, it's been a long time since we've talked, but I've seen you through the years. Tell me how things are in the Crowder world.
We are having the best time. This winter jam thing is just a blast. It really is. It's like, you know, in the summertime, you do the festivals and
yes.
stuff. So you got like a lot of, there's a lot of artists on those bills, but pretty much all you have time to do is like say hi and bye
yes.
to your friends. And then you're gone, you know, try to catch up for like 5 or 10 minutes. And they get to work and you're like this, you know, standing side stage, turn them on. We get to do that every night on this bill. It's like a festival rolling for 3 months.
That's so
fun. We're having
fun.
A great time.
I love it. I know you are having a great time. And we just appreciate you. Thank you for your heart for Jesus. Thank you representing so well. It's such a blessing. I want to ask you, when you get into a new year, you know, 2020's here, do you think like, wow, this is new, great things are happening? How do you face a new year? What's your perspective on that? Because I love a new year.
Well, we had I don't know if I can ever beat this. The dawn of the 2020 is going to, it's just epic already.
Yes.
We started like New Year's Eve. We were in Atlanta in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yes.
With 70,000 college students.
Uh-huh.
And Hillsong United is playing.
Uh-uh.
And at midnight, they like drop into the song and fireworks are going off.
Yes.
And it's just a bunch of people singing to God. I'm like, okay. Well, we started this year just right.
Amen.
And then we jump right into the winter jam thing. So, I mean, singing to God. It's like we've just been having church since the year started. And
cool.
It's too much. 2020 is already, it's like the roaring 20s.
Come on. Yes. Come on. It's going to be a great year. And we just declare that in Jesus' name. So looking forward to that. I think
you can expect
to have blessing, or you can just expect and hope that it's not bad. No, we expect for blessings. So what jazzes you? What gets you the most excited about being on the road? I know people are great, but for you personally?
We're playing a bunch of the set list that we're doing is we've had the I Know a Ghost record out for about a year now.
Yes.
And so, you know, you kind of fall into a rhythm. We did the Mercy. We were out with Mercy Me. I mean, this thing is like,
wow.
It's like, it feels like we grab the reins and just try to hang on and keep it on the rails. You know, keep it between the ditches is what I say.
That's great.
Just try to keep it between the ditches.
That's
yield
great.
It to, stop signs, keep it between ditches. That's all we're doing. And we're having the best time ever. So a lot of it is just getting to play music that you know, we're sitting in rooms with your friends and nobody's heard them yet. Now there's a room full of people singing them. It's a mind blow. I don't think there's no way it can ever get stale or old, because it's just crazy when the people of God get together and start singing. It's the best.
Well, when we realize what we have and how blessed we are to have the gospel and to sing it through music and to share it on stage, yes, it's so awesome. And I know that over the years, David, you and your team have blessed millions and millions of people. So thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for allowing us at Christian Radio to have some good stuff to share. That's a great message.
That's awesome.
We're working it together. We can't do this without each other.
Exactly.
So
I agree 1,000% on that.
Well, come back again to Fort Wayne, but we're going to see you here real soon on the 20th at the Memorial Coliseum, and pre-jam 6 p.m. show at 7. Tons of artists that night, and Crowder's one of those. And so we love you. We're praying for you, brother. Thanks for what you're doing. Thank you so much.
I'll take all of that. And I appreciate it a lot, too. So,
yay.
And thanks for including us, and hopefully we'll see a lot of people in that room, and lives will be changed that night. That's what we're praying towards.
Well, that's what we're praying for also. And let me say this to you, if you're like, hey, I want to know more, it's all on our website at star883.com. It's on our Facebook page too, but it's on my conversations link right now at star883.com.